The first flight carrying Venezuelan migrants deported from the United States has departed for Venezuela, marking the resumption of repatriation flights between the two nations. The flight, which left the U.S. on Sunday, made a brief stop in Honduras for a plane change before continuing its journey to Venezuela. A total of 199 individuals were on board, with the flight expected to land near Caracas in the coming hours. This move follows a recent agreement between the U.S. and Venezuela to resume deportations. The decision comes after a break in repatriation flights, which had been suspended due to tensions between the two countries. The U.S. revoked a license for American oil company Chevron to operate in Venezuela, which President Nicolas Maduro stated had affected repatriation efforts. In response, the U.S. had threatened further sanctions, escalating the diplomatic conflict. The flight's resumption has been met with mixed reactions. Venezuela has voiced its strong disapproval over recent U.S. deportations, particularly after 238 Venezuelans were sent to El Salvador, where they were reportedly transferred to the notorious Scott Mega Prison. The U.S. accused the migrants of being involved with the Tren de Aragua criminal group, but many of their relatives have denied such claims. The situation has sparked outrage in Venezuela, with many accusing the U.S. of unjustly targeting innocent migrants. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Business Insider, at Business Insider. Jorge Rodriguez, Venezuela's National Assembly President and a key negotiator with the U.S., confirmed the agreement to resume repatriation flights on social media. He emphasized that the agreement would allow the safe return of Venezuelan citizens while safeguarding their human rights. Rodriguez further stated that the Venezuelan government would not rest until those deported to El Salvador are returned home, calling them kidnapped by Salvadoran authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security confirmed the flight's departure, but did not comment on the specifics of the deportations. U.S. officials have accused several of the deported individuals of being members of Tren de Aragua, a criminal gang originating in Venezuela. However, critics argue that the Trump administration has not provided concrete evidence to support these claims. Some of the deported individuals, such as a 26-year-old barber, have been reported as having no criminal record in the U.S., further raising questions about the deportation's legitimacy.